Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
The main photograph on the front of the Irish Independent is of Emmy holding an Irish flag in Basel last night, but Laika party's over as Emmy bows out of Eurovision is the headline on the front of the Indo. It wasn't to be for Ireland's Eurovision hopeful Emmy in last night's second semi-final, despite a strong performance, and it really was a strong performance. The Laika party singer didn't make it through to Saturday's final. Lots about that in the papers, as I say. Main picture on the front of the Irish Independent. I noticed Australia didn't get through either with their Milkshake Man song. So a bit of a weird night at the Eurovision last night. And Israel performing. Watching it, it looks like all of the budget went on Israel's performance. The amount of money spent on that performance compared to some of the others was incredible. One person did manage to get a Palestinian flag very close to the performer, and the TV screens did show that as Israel was performing. But anyway, not to be for Ireland. Henry McKean will be on News Talk Breakfast to tell us about the after party, or lack of party, after Laika party failed to get through. Main story on the front of the Irish Independent, we're flat out borrowing money. A borrowing surge by consumers for cars, home improvements and holidays has raised questions given the risk of a global downturn. So we've gone on a borrowing spree. We borrowed €2.5 billion in personal loans last year, and that's despite all the uncertainty about the economy, says the Irish Independent. But we didn't really know about that uncertainty last year. Apart from at the end of last year with Donald Trump getting in November, interesting to see what the figures will be like this year. Are people still flat out borrowing? Irish Times front page, a further review into maternity care provided at Portiuncula Hospital in Galway has begun. And this follows the death of a baby in recent weeks. And it is the 10th review that has taken place into the care given to women and babies at that particular hospital. And the Minister for Health has met the families involved in the 10 cases in recent weeks. The front of the Irish Sun, I won't look at photos of Tina's body. And the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, I can't look at Tina's dead body. Murder accused Richard Satchwell told Gardaí he did not want to see images of his wife's body. His trial heard yesterday. The 58-year-old who buried Tina under the stairs of her home in Cork said he wanted to remember her the way she was, not the way I made her. A GP has also revealed how Satchwell only told him about being assaulted by his wife after she had gone missing in 2017. These are still some of the Garda interviews which have been played in court, where he told Gardaí he didn't want to see the photos of Tina's body. Front page of the Irish Examiner, rather distressing story, particularly if you're an animal lover. A large number of greyhounds are believed to have been found dead and many others have gone missing. Have gone missing following what Greyhound Racing Ireland has called a serious welfare incident at a kennels. And we've no number which has been put on the animals who've perished at the facility. But Greyhound Racing Ireland did say it was forced to make an immediate intervention. They've carried out a number of welfare checks, and some of the dogs missing are worth thousands of pounds sterling as well. Irish Daily Mail on the front page, HSE Chief Bernard Gloucester. He's resigning from his role, but he'll walk away from that role with a €562,000 pension lump sum and annual payments of €190,000, the Daily Mail can reveal. The front of the Irish Daily Star, No Shed Sherlock is the headline. This is the external report which has found that the OPW failed to take value for money into account when approving the Dáil bike shed, which cost €345,000. And in findings that will surprise absolutely nobody, Deloitte yesterday said the OPW had not used good practice in the project. Which I think a lot of people had already come to that conclusion. And this hit the headlines, of course, last September. Inside the papers, if you're going to prison shortly, well, you could be sleeping on a bunk bed. The Irish Times tells us bunk beds are being bought for prisons as part of an attempt to deal with record overcrowding. Right now, or certainly recently, 350 inmates are sleeping on mattresses on cell floors. And prison overcrowding is a big issue. Bunk beds were among the measures being used to improve the situation. I thought prisoners were already sleeping on bunk beds. But it appears they're not, or not as many of them as you think are. That's why they're having to buy more of them. And 350 of them are sleeping on floors. More than 5,300 prisoners were in custody earlier this month, and 358 people are sleeping on floors because of a lack of beds, according to the Irish Prison Service. And Gary Gannon from the Social Democrats says prison conditions are nothing short of Dickensian due to overcrowding. Daniel O'Donnell's all over the papers because, as The Sun says, he's going to take an extended break from his career. So Daniel O'Donnell, who's 63 years of age, yesterday announced that he's taking a sabbatical following recent health challenges. So he's taking a break from touring. He says the decision was not made lightly, but is driven by health challenges he's faced over the past few years. What's wrong with him? He has allergies and he has recurrent chest infections. And they reckon that's partly down to all the touring that he's doing, which can't be good for a body. So Daniel is taking a break. He's fulfilling some of his commitments for this year, but then after that, he's taking a bit of a break to enjoy all his money as well. And he's dead right. Now, speaking of enjoying things, the weather still in the papers. The Mail tells us we've to spare a thought for our European cousins this week because we're basking in glorious sunshine and temperatures are going to get to 24 degrees today. Madrid is forecast to reach 22 degrees. Rome will be 23 degrees and Lisbon will match us at 24 degrees. Nowhere more miserable than Lisbon in the rain. I spent a week in the rain in Lisbon, never want to go back. But anyway, it'll be the same heat as Ireland today, 24 degrees. Even Mallorca is going to be 24 degrees today. So this is the one time that we get to be smug. If you know anyone heading away on holidays, you can use the classic line, which is, sure, it's warmer here than there, and why would you bother going away when the weather's so lovely? More about that in the Mail. A couple of final stories for you. The Times of London tells us that hairdressers and barbers should be trained to spot signs of skin cancer because a study has found a third of hairdressers had advised customers to get a suspicious mole checked out, and in nearly half of these cases, the moles turned out to be cancerous. And it does make sense because they're working very closely around your head and your neck. So if we could train them to spot any sort of moles and things, it really could save lives. Also in the papers, they're looking at Barbie. And Barbie now doesn't wear heels anymore, it would seem. The Mail tells us there was a time she tottered around in high heels. But in today's world, Barbie has her feet firmly on the ground, trading stilettos for more practical shoes. Barbie is much more likely now to be flat-footed, they say. So researchers went and looked at 2,750 Barbie dolls. And between 1959 and 1980, 100% of the dolls had tiptoe feet. And this has fallen to 72% in the 2010s, and now only 40% in recent years of Barbie dolls are wearing high heels. Final story comes from the Times of London. There's a chef called Giorgio Locatelli, who's a Michelin-starred chef, and he's giving out in the Times of London about diners who spend more time on their mobile phones posting pictures of their food than enjoying the experience. He said it's sad that people feel the need to be on social media rather than being in the moment when they visit their nice restaurants. And he believes it defeats the point of going to a fancy restaurant if diners are going to sit glued to a screen instead of talking to each other. I think he's dead right as well. More about that in the Times of London. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in today's papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.